Steve Wallace is doing his best to prepare his abode for the night, the inside of an old water pipe main in Souk. Obviously, don't do this. I don't recommend this as an actual shelter, he said to a camera, in a video that's since been viewed 2.5 million times. He blanketed the area with mosquito spray, put up 3 umbrellas to block out wind and used an air horn to flush out unwanted critters. But he still woke up a little worse for wear. It was strange noises, pretty cold, said the Alberta-based video creator. It's basically the same temperature outside. Wallace is known for his laid-back and humorous approach to urban and wilderness camping. He recently spent time in the West Shore, sleeping in unconventional spots, which he documented in a series of YouTube videos that have accumulated close to 6 million views. Victoria resident Ross Stewart said he gave Wallace the coordinates of where he could sleep in a section of the defunct 44-kilometer Souk flowline. He really liked the idea of it, Stewart said. Stewart, an avid outdoorsman who has hiked most of the trails on Vancouver Island, said he got into watching Wallace camping videos around 5 years ago. He kind of feels like a friend more than some random YouTuber you're watching, said Stewart. My wife calls him our neighbor, you know, he'd be a guy that you'd like to have as your neighbor, a guy that you go have a beer with and yak with. He said Wallace, who has been posting videos for more than a decade, helped set off a subgenre of video creators camping in unusual places. Some creators try and play up the fact that they are trespassing and camping in extreme or dangerous places, but Wallace keeps it pretty straightforward, Stewart said. It's more about his personality and the way he approaches it. There's usually a bit of a slapdash DIY approach when Wallace goes stealth camping. Last Sunday, Wallace was in the back of a dump truck parked off the side of a road in Colwood, making pan pizza in a toaster oven hooked up to a lithium-ion battery. He wore a high-vis vest and carried a few bags of trash as camouflage, in case anyone started asking why he was out on the side of the road. Later that night, after a trip to a grocery store for the bathroom, Wallace fell asleep in the truck bed, in a sleeping bag hidden under a tarp. Truck owner Eddie Cooper of Beecher Bay First Nation said Wallace asked to borrow his vehicle for the video. They had it pretty planned out, he said. Earlier that Sunday, Cooper had parked his truck on the shoulder of Metchison Road, put out his traffic cones as if the vehicle had broken down and left the truck bed uncovered so that Wallace could camp there overnight. I don't even know if anyone even noticed. I had it gone in the morning, Cooper said. Wallace acknowledges in his videos that what he does is not necessarily too different from the daily life of a homeless person. I literally was loitering in a McDonald's for a little bit, for a place to warm up and sit down. So, it's not an easy life out there for anyone living out on the streets, that's for sure, he said in a video, while staying overnight in bushes at the busy intersection of McCallum and Millstream Roads in Langford. Wallace used to work as a furnace repairman in Edmonton, but quit that job when he started working full-time as a video content creator. Before that, he lived on Vancouver Island for several years in an RV, bouncing in between Jordan River, Souk, and Campbell River. He worked odd jobs, such as a night shift at Home Depot, which he later turned into a self-produced documentary. On Christmas Day, Wallace announced to his followers on social media that he had purchased the same RV model that he used years ago on the island. The new year will see this identical motorhome to the one I had 12 years ago go on a very special adventure with me, he wrote on social media. The Times columnist was unable to reach Wallace for comment regarding his future steps. But a recent one-word social media post left a clue as to where he might go next: camping. Midlow@timescolonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters@timescolonist.com.